everyone. Welcome to Tossed Salads and Scrambled Eggs, a Frasier podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Diana.
And today we're talking about episode 112, Miracle on 3rd or 4th Street. And just to start off, I want to... We had a little bit of a Frasier flub in the last episode. I discovered I was wrong about something that I said, which was I thought Gotcha was a movie that was a tie-in to the products, like the paintball guns and stuff. It was the other way around. I just knew the guns way before I knew the movie, so I thought it was the other way around. Yeah, no, it was just product tie-in thing to a movie about paintball guns and international espionage.
Because
it was the 80s.
Super fans of both.
Yeah.
That movie is great. I saw it about 7,000 times on HBO.
Did you?
It was just constantly, it would end and then it would just start up again. Uh-huh.
I think I saw it in like the late 90s. I think they were showing it on Comedy Central or something.
The late 90s didn't exist.
No?
No.
Okay.
I'm still in high school because I'm still in it. I'm still like a sophomore. Sucks.
Just trapped there forever because that time didn't exist.
Yeah,
when
I can't graduate. Technically, I graduated after the late 90s, so never mind. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
I'm so old, I forgot when I graduated. That sounds like the beginning of a really bad joke.
It does. Or, like, the title of an R.L. Stein book. Like, so old, I forgot when I graduated.
That does not sound like an R.L. Stein book.
They've got
Goosebumps book?
No, the other ones. The ones for the slightly older kids.
What are the ones for the slightly older kids?
There were other ones. There were others.
Dave's making things up again.
I am not.
I'm gonna tune in next week for the next Frasier flub.
No, two different things. Anyway.
Miracle on 3rd or 4th Street.
Yes. To start off, we actually do have a chapter title, and we're starting in the studio.
Shocking!
The Office Christmas Party.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
I feel like The Office Christmas Party is such a TV trope.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel it's very rare for places to actually have a holiday party.
I don't know. I mean, actually, every place that I've worked in, like, the last 12 years has had an office Christmas party of some kind, or a holiday party or something where people...
Was there alcohol at all those parties?
No, okay, so one of the places did not... You weren't even allowed to give alcohol as a gift that people would drink at a different time.
No, but you gotta drink it on the job. If you're gifted alcohol at work, you just gotta chug it down then. It's kind of like being iced. You just gotta, like, do it. It's like an entire bottle of wine.
Remember getting iced?
No.
No. That was a thing. But yeah, no, I mean, I've been... two other places that I've worked have definitely had office Christmas parties with the free alcohol thing happening. Usually it's not actually in the office, though.
Yeah.
It's, like, some other place.
It's in the, like, parking lot.
Yes.
It's like a tailgate.
Right.
Like, after-work tailgating party, because, you know, what do you want to do more than just hang around your coworkers more? Just more, because you love them. I mean, some people probably, but... we just want to go home. I don't really want to spend any time with you. I'm talking to you right now.
Fine. All right.
Okay, not this again. Just come back here. Got a show to do. So, Office Christmas Party, go ahead. I, like, barely have any notes on this episode, and we will find out reasons why at the end. Yeah.
So, Frasier mentions on the show, he's finishing up a show, and he mentions that he's planning on, you know, spending the holidays in the warm embrace of his family, which... He spends most of his time with his family. Like, Frederick's supposed to be coming, so that's adding to the family that's going to be there, but most of his day, if he's interacting with anyone, he's interacting with his father and his brother. He doesn't have a lot of friends outside of work that aren't his family.
He has friends in the wine club.
Is he in the wine club at this point?
I think he's in it. I think so.
Because the only mention of the wine club so far, Niles is talking.
He has all those soirees.
Yeah, well, that's that's true.
He definitely had a party. Didn't we already have?
He had a party.
Yes,
and that's
for
true.
The unveiling.
There are lots of people that came over that you would think presumably are his friends, which he's built up quite the friend group.
He already, on the last episode, he already had to fake being friends with somebody. So
that's true, yeah.
Maybe we're finding out that Fraser is a very sad person right now.
Maybe, yeah. But either way, like, he's...
He's very excited. Frederick's coming,
and Roz is excited because there's a gin and tonic with her name on it out in the office party. And
she's probably going to splash a little on the glass.
Probably.
That's how she likes it.
Bulldog, his family's all meeting in Chicago, but he's supposed to do the show tomorrow, Christmas Day, noon to 4, and wants Fraser to cover for him.
How is he getting this last-minute ticket to Chicago?
I don't know.
Like, he would just know ahead of time.
Right. Either he doesn't have a ticket yet, or he bought a ticket and knowing he was going to have a show, and he's been trying to get people to take over this whole time.
Does anyone listen to talk radio regularly enough to be able to say, do they even do shows on Christmas?
Yeah, I feel like definitely a fair number of shows just have, like, clip...
Thing. I feel like there's probably, like, a sound engineer in there to do the things, but, you know, they're getting paid overtime or something to do it, and, you know, it's going to be, like, different shifts. It's not going to be, like, one person in there.
Right.
So, I don't know anything. I don't know enough about radio. I would just assume that they would have played the best of Bulldog or whatever.
Right. Yeah, because it occurs to me, even when I was listening to a lot of talk radio stuff, I was never listening on Christmas because I was doing other stuff.
Like, right.
So,
spending time in the warm embrace of your family.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know what normally happens on Christmas.
A lot of questions being brought up.
Yeah. I like the line when... you know, Fraser's trying to explain to Bulldog why he's not going to do it. He's, you know, because Frederick's coming, there's a lot going on, and he says,
I've never looked so forward to a Christmas since I was, your size.
Like, oh, Bulldog. Poor Bulldog. I don't know, like, accents.
Yeah, like, it's funny, but...
I don't even know what Bulldog's name is now.
Bob Briscoe.
That's it. I was just like, I don't know. It's just Bulldog to me.
Bulldog. So we find out that because Fraser's the new guy, that it's his responsibility to drive Bonnie Weems, who does the auto show, home after the party. Which, until they get a new host, does that mean it's Fraser's job forever? Like, if they never get a new... He's the new guy.
I think this is weird because there's like this whole setup that, haha, joke's on you because she gets, you know.
Very amorous is the word they use.
Yes. And basically that she ends up like trying to sleep with whoever drives her home.
Right.
But I'm imagining at some point it was a woman that drove her home.
Right.
It's just like. Wouldn't she, if she was like that, wouldn't she just be hitting on everyone at the party?
Right. Well, why doesn't, like, Elizabeth the Sweets lady bring her home? Like, the woman that talks to Fraser and, like, gives him some sugar cookies and things. It's like, is she gonna jump this, like, old lady? I would guess no, unless she's just into literally anyone when she's really drunk. Like,
I think it's really weird because this woman also appears very young.
Mm-hmm.
And how long has she been there that this is such a tradition?
Right.
And I also think, I think it's rude that no one would have told her, like, oh, you know, maybe you should not drink at the parties because you become inappropriate.
Right. Unless she's perfectly aware that that happens and is okay with that.
And maybe she is, but I also think, like, I don't know, it's interesting to me that, I don't know, I just don't understand how this is a joke.
Yeah. This, and also, if this were happening today, that's just an HR thing. You call HR and explain what's going on, and then they have a talk with her, and it doesn't happen again next year.
Yeah, it's just like, come on. And it's like everyone's amused by her inappropriate behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really kind of rude, I think, that, you know, no one actually, like, talks to her about it.
Right.
They're just like, whatever, let's make fun of this person. It's like unfortunate office. It's bad office etiquette.
Right.
Anyways, I really like the scene when Bonnie comes in.
Yeah, because Frasier is explaining, like, you know, I'll be bringing you home. Just let me know when you're ready.
She's like, I'm ready now. And she picks up Kelsey Grammer?
Yeah, like fireman carries him out
the
door.
Yes, like throws him over her shoulder. He is not, like, a light man. No, like, he's, like...
He's Beast.
Yeah!
Like, there's a reason you get Kelsey Grammer to play Beast and not, you know, me.
Or, like, David Hyde Pierce.
Well, right.
Which has the physique of...
Yeah, probably similar physique. We weigh about as much as Eddie.
Yes.
And,
yes. But I'm really impressed by that.
Yeah, no, it is, like...
I mean,
she just does it. Like, the actress legit does it. So it's not just that Bonnie's supposed to be strong enough to do it, like...
They had to hire an actress to be able to do this. Oh, also, I like that Chopper Dave comes back.
Yes.
And he's, like, yelling again. Mm-hmm. But also, it's funny because, like, Bulldog says, oh, you don't need to yell again. Like, this is the whole joke. But it's almost like reminding people that this is the, like, air traffic person.
Right.
Because why else is he yelling?
Right. Because he doesn't just say, like, you don't need to yell, which you would is all you need to say, assuming you've seen the previous episodes
right.
and you know the setup. But he's like,
okay, you don't have to yell. You're not up in the chopper giving us a traffic report.
Audience who doesn't know why he's yelling. Wink, wink. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's very weird.
Yeah.
Oh, and then also in the scene, before Bonnie shows up, we see the Roz and Frasier exchange gifts.
Right. They promised that they wouldn't. Folks, look, if you want to get someone a nice gift, I'm just going to put this out there because I feel like this is a common trope in sitcoms, and I don't know if it's a thing that really happens.
It is.
Don't say, don't buy me a gift. Because if you want one, or you're going to buy someone nice, someone's going to get hurt. There's going to be a awkward moment.
Yeah, someone's going to sell their, you know, Nintendo to buy you this thing that you want.
You're going to buy them a game for that Nintendo.
Yeah, and then you find out, wow, they sold the Nintendo to buy me this, like, briefcase. Which is strangely what Roz buys Frasier.
Right. A very nice briefcase, and Frasier buys a trick microphone that squirts water.
Ha ha!
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Now that I think of it, I think they did this joke on Cheers.
They did this joke on Cheers.
I feel like they did this joke on Cheers. Someone buys a really nice gift for someone, and someone else buys a gag gift. I think it's, like, crystal glasses or something that they're dribble glasses that, like, they spill when... I'm pretty sure this happened.
It feels like something that would happen to Cliff.
I don't remember who it happened to, but I feel like...
What, do you know, like, what era was Diane on the show?
I don't remember. Like, I've just got this vague memory of,
Because I'm about in season 100 of that show, and I'm still not done, so...
I'm forgetting the waitress, Rhea Perlman,
Yes?
What's her name?
Oh my gosh. Carla.
Carla. I was thinking Clara, and I knew that wasn't right, but it's very close.
Close, yeah.
I feel like she buys them. I don't know. I feel like she's one of the people exchanging the gifts. Anyway.
I could see this. This seems
saying,
like a Cheers
I'm pretty
thing.
Sure it's just the exact same...
Well, didn't they have... Frasier and Cheers have the same writer.
Some of them, yeah. Yes. So that's part of the reason I think it's odd to, like, recycle the joke, I think.
Yeah, I suppose. But no one saw... It's not like...
No one saw.
No one saw that episode.
No one watched Cheers. That was a very... Like,
it was a terrible
show.
It was
a niche thing.
Yeah.
Nobody
no,
really
I was going to say that, you know, it was a lot harder to see every episode. Because if you're doing something that night, it's not like it repeated... Yeah, there was, like... Some stations, it was, like, in syndication and some different things you could probably see. But you know what happens, like, before Frasier was on Netflix, I would just see season one and then season six. And it was like all of the same episodes. It's like the same 20 episodes all the time.
Right. For instance, this one that I've seen many, many times.
Yes.
Also, I noticed Frasier doesn't actually ever get to go to the party. He steps into the hall for about 30 seconds.
You don't know how long the party's going. Well, yeah, because the show ends.
Right, he was doing the show. The party was happening, but he was doing the show.
Oh, he hates parties, so it's fine.
And then, like, he gets carried away by Bonnie. He never does anything, really.
Well.
Other than get some sugar cookies and then maybe get some sugar from Bonnie.
Okay. Actually, as we find out in the next section that takes place at Frasier's apartment, he puts Bonnie into a cab.
Yes. Which, why did everyone do that every year?
Because they're cheap.
I guess. But yeah, so now
we're drinking at this party anyways. Like, everyone should be taking a cab home.
Probably, yeah. Like, I know, I mean, my office gives free cab rides to employees after the holiday parties.
After every work day.
After every work day. Yes, absolutely. It's very poor economics on their part, but
Well, I mean, it's a taxi business, so
Right. I forgot to mention that I do work for a cab company.
Tie-in for the taxi podcast we're going to start soon.
All right, so scene opens in Frasier's apartment. Niles is drinking some eggnog.
Yes. And that's what that is.
Yeah.
I did not know, of course.
And that reminds me, I didn't write that down in the drinks part, but
does they say it's
they don't eggnog? Say it, but yes, he's definitely drinking some eggnog. But anyway, so he's drinking some eggnog, sets it down, turns away, and Eddie has himself a little drink.
Oh, yes, this is very cute.
Himself a little drink. And then Niles picks it back up and drinks from it. And it's all one shot. So David Hyde Pierce really drank from some eggnog that Moose was licking out of.
Yeah.
So that definitely happened.
What's wrong with that?
Gross.
Not really.
Yeah, gross.
Meh.
Yeah, gross.
You just share ice cream with your dog.
Nope, don't.
I did.
Dogs have gross breath. I don't, like, whatever's making that breath is in your
you
drink.
You have gross breath.
Oh.
You, everyone does. I don't know what your point is.
My point is whatever's making that smell.
No, you give them a minty dog treat before. Whatever's
in dog breath smell is now in your drink.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying, gross. Your dog breath smell.
Haven't you seen that Mythbusters? They swab out the dog's mouth and it's cleaner than a people's.
It's still gross.
It is probably cleaner than a
You're drinking dog breath smell.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people ear.
What?
What? That was a good movie. Okay, please write to us if you've seen that movie. It had Doogie Howser in it. It's not Doogie Howser, but you know.
No, it was Doogie Howser. Starring Doogie Howser. It was a movie within the show, starring Doogie Howser, child doctor and actor.
Doogie Howser. He has. Oh my gosh! I totally just Neil Patrick Harris. It's like
it took you that long.
Well, it's like so many three names. You got all the three names.
Yep.
Good old three names.
So we find out Niles is there because he needed some help with a gift for Maris. He was picking up some dresses for her, apparently.
Some sexy dresses.
Some pretty sexy dresses, and needed someone to try them on.
That's close to Maris's size. Right.
And who could that be?
I don't
know.
It's
Eddie. No, it's
Martin. He
looked
great in the red dress. It's Daphne.
Yep.
Shocking!
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny, when Niles says they're about the same size, Frasier says, yeah, give or take a foot. So,
is she really short?
She's either really short or extremely tall. Because, you know, because Daphne mentions being 5'10 at one point in, like, a couple of episodes ago. Or at least she was 5'10 when she was 16. So, either Maris is 4'10... or she's 6'10.
She's probably 4'10".
Probably. But
the dress was very short and would fit somebody. It's like, okay, if you wear a mini skirt and you're like 5, you know, it's just like that skirt's going to fit differently, like depending on what size you are and your body proportions.
Sure.
And so, you know, it's like a short skirt works good on me because I'm a small lady and the short skirt goes to, you know, it's not as short on me as it would be on somebody that's taller that wore the exact same size.
Sure. I also have trouble imagining what the proportions would have to be for somebody to be a foot shorter but still wear the same size of dress. I get it being the same length, like what you're saying, the same length.
Well, I mean, okay, she's a size small. And, like, Daphne's a size small. I mean, it's not...
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we're...
But I would imagine that Maris would wear a petite. She'd probably be, like, a petite small.
Yes. Regardless, we're arguing something that's clearly, ridiculous, because obviously he doesn't actually think... He's not buying a dress for Maris.
You take that back. He loves his wife.
That's yes.
What he says. That's of course. What he says.
He does say that. So then Martin wants to go put a wreath that's been a plastic wreath he's had since 1967 on the front door of the apartment. Frasier doesn't like that at all.
Nope.
It's one thing on the front door, like in an apartment building.
I feel like I've had this actual argument with my mother.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't think she prefers, like, a real wreath versus a plastic wreath.
Well, I mean, I guess
but I can see this is the point. Like, I can understand, like, buying, like, I don't know. Like, for me, like, sometimes plastic things look really tacky, but also, like, decorations you can reuse over and over and over again.
Right.
And some look really nice now. I mean, though, one from 1967, I don't know.
Right.
Does anyone have a wreath from 1967? Please.
Can tweet us a picture. I want to know what it looks like.
I want to know how it's, like, holding up.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, like, the plastic Christmas tree that we assemble is probably from 1967. When I go home for the holidays, which is never... Never go home for the holidays. I hate being in the warm embrace of my circus family. It's actually like one of the circus acts.
No, I just realized everybody must have just gotten their cards from like several episodes ago when they were taking pictures for the Christmas card. They must have just gotten their possibly blurry photos from that they used as Christmas cards.
That is really interesting. I had not thought of that. So we're finding out they're all going to go to a cabin.
Yep.
It's Maris's cabin, I believe.
Yeah.
Because sometimes she shoots her shotgun to scare deer.
Yeah.
And I love the idea of this tiny lady shooting a shotgun.
Right. Also, I don't imagine a lot of people today in Maris's financial station, like, owning and using their own shotguns.
Yeah, you would just have, like, oh, we don't want the deer eating out of the trash can, so, you know, scare them away. But, like, she wouldn't do it.
Right. Especially not by firing a shotgun.
And I would imagine, okay, so they have, like, a butler, or maybe they don't have a butler, but they have, like, maids, and they have, like, a gardener.
Uh-huh.
Those people, they have kitchen staff. Those people go with them to the cabin,
usually,
right?
You would think so, yes.
I mean, I would imagine somebody goes.
But they have
various
trips.
I've been watching a lot in Downton Abbey, so I'm pretty sure that's what happens.
Though they do go on various trips in this show, and no staff type
I know,
people
but
ever
they weren't
them.
Watching. That's true. That is true. I just don't think that's how it would happen. And maybe I've been just watching too much Downton Abbey. And I assume that, like, you need to have your ladies' maid go with you everywhere because you could not get in your clothes. It was just a sign of the times.
Right. Speaking of not being able to get into your clothes.
Uh-oh.
Daphne had some issues getting into one of those dresses.
I had to take my undies off just to get the zipper up.
It was a little too tight.
A little too tight. Which means maybe it would fit on Maris.
I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, the idea of her not wearing underwear just puts Niles in a tizzy.
Yeah. Drops his glass. I wasn't sure if this was the sherry glass, if he actually had a sherry glass yet or not. He's already, man, he was drinking his eggnog. I don't think he had his sherry yet, but the glass he drops is like a wine glass.
He's got nerves of bad nerves.
Yeah. He's got nerves of jello.
That's it. Yeah. I was like, he doesn't have steel ones. What ones does he have?
Yeah, jello.
Jello.
So.
Very wiggly.
So, Fraser gets a phone call, and it's Lilith, and they're going to have a little talk. Fraser's going to have a little talk in the other room, and we find out that Lilith is not sending Frederick. He's not coming.
This is an extremely last-minute thing.
Yeah. It's nighttime.
On Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve, and Niles expects everyone, including Frederick, to be at the cabin tomorrow by noon. And Frederick's in Boston.
Yeah, that's a long flight.
That's a long flight. And he's just finding out now that they're going to Austria for Christmas. Which, again,
Christmas is going to be over.
It's nighttime on Christmas Eve. It's in Austria, it's potentially already Christmas Day. And they're going to fly to Austria and apparently see Julie Andrews singing with the Salzburg Chorale, then have dinner with them, go to Euro Disney, go tobogganing and on a sleigh ride while staying in the cabin where they film The Sound of Music, because that's Frederick's favorite
movie. I would assume that this is just happening over winter break in general.
Sure. Yes, but I get the impression that some of it's supposed to be happening tomorrow. And, or rather, today. Like, this is so incredibly last minute, it's ridiculous.
Well, sometimes Julie Andrews just falls into your lap.
Apparently.
Just sometimes, you know, you get an invite to go bowling, and you take it.
Yeah.
And even and though you had
quote-unquote bowling is a flight to Europe and hanging out with Julie Andrews.
If that, you know, if we were supposed to film this podcast, and then we're like, well, tomorrow you guys can fly to Europe and go tobogganing.
Mm-hmm.
I would not go because I do not want to go tobogganing. But, you know, I think we would have to do it. We would have to be like, I guess there's not going to be a podcast because we're hanging out with Julie Andrews.
Absolutely. It would totally do that. So then so Fraser's pretty upset. And understandably, because I'd be worried about my son dealing with all of this on such short notice. But also because Frederick isn't coming. And they decide, but like they still are going to go and decorate the tree, which again, it's Christmas Eve.
I don't know. We decorate the tree on Christmas Eve.
Sure, but they're going to the cabin tomorrow first thing in the morning.
Yeah, but this is their in-home thing. Anyways, you gotta put up those chili pepper lights.
Yeah. Fraser's got some chili pepper
this
lights.
This is so not Fraser.
See, I'm curious. So, today,
they are fashionable.
Today, I would say, no way the Fraser of today buys Christmas chili pepper Christmas lights because they seem tacky. Was there a period of time where chili pepper lights were fashionable? Like
yeah,
he says?
I think they were probably trendy. Like different, yeah,
but trendy in amongst people like Fraser.
Come on, I'm thinking about the Sky Mall. Okay, look at Sky Mall. You have to be a millionaire to buy anything from Sky Mall.
Sure.
They have a Snuggie in there, and it's made for your, like, person. They, like, you had to send it
like
your
like a tailor-made cashmere.
Yes! Like. But it's still a Snuggie. So, and then it's fancy. You would buy chili pepper lights from Sky Mall.
So you're saying chili pepper lights were right next to the head massager.
Yes!
Thing. And
yes, like, I'm sorry, Sky Mall is like the Brookstone of the skies. It's everything you don't need that you want!
Yes.
You're like, I want that so bad! I need a massager and the foam mattress and air hockey. everything, air hockey everything.
Air hockey everything.
Like, your bed is like a foam, and then you turn it over, and it's air hockey.
Cool.
And it's just amazing, and it, like, shaves your sweater down, but also is like... air hockey thing. And
it's a sweater shaver that's also an air hockey, like, paddle thing.
I got you.
And then you can air hockey across your sweater. You lay it out on the table.
Yes.
Oh, cool. Cool. I haven't flown as much as you have, so I haven't looked at as many Sky Malls, so I wasn't aware of the air hockey paddle sweater shaver.
Yes, SkyMall is my favorite thing about flying. It's the only reason I fly. I just, like, any excuse, I'm like, fly in SkyMall!
I think SkyMall might not be a thing anymore.
Don't,
I think
take that back.
Just happened.
You take that back!
I might be wrong.
SkyMall, if you're listening.
Did I just hear that?
No! SkyMall, come back to me!
Maybe I'm wrong. I might be making that up, but I feel like I'm not. I'm not sure.
SkyMall, no! I feel like this has got to be revealed right now. This episode makes me so sad and uncomfortable. I know I'm so sad and uncomfortable about the thought of no more SkyMall.
I feel like I should look it up, but I won't. But yeah, so Martin is getting very upset because he wants to use his old traditional lights.
Which is so weird because Martin seems like the kind of person would love chili pepper lights to me.
Right. That's the thing that I find very weird about this episode.
But they just have this... So it's like a really silly argument. Mm-hmm. And Fraser's like, well, I'm not going to go to the cabin tomorrow.
Right.
He's like, I'm not even going to go because I'm going to be here with my chili pepper lights. They're the only people that love me.
Right.
I'm going to be here in a warm embrace of chili.
Right. And he's going to do tomorrow's show for Bulldog, which means Bulldog, who, like, two episodes ago couldn't afford to go to a Motel 6, he had to go to the Y, is now going to buy a flight from Seattle to Chicago on Christmas Day.
That's like a $2,000 ticket.
Yeah. That ticket would get you many nights in a hotel.
Like, you might be able to buy that for, like... $150, like, on sale.
Right. Like, way ahead of time. Right.
But this has got to be, like, really expensive. Like, $600 or some... He's doing it for the SkyMall.
Yeah.
Yes. Filling in for Bulldog.
Yeah. Oh, and also, there was a great, amusing little thing where, at the end, when the scene's ending, they're just yelling at each other. They just yell Merry Christmas very loudly back and forth at
like
each other.
Like, as an insult.
Yeah.
Somebody will have a Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
And, like, Eddie's, like, hiding his face under a pillow and just, like, pops up for a second at one of the Merry Christmases and, like, looks around, as you point out, with his, like, tongue sticking out.
Oh, it's so cute.
And then, like, on the last Merry Christmas, like, goes and hides under it again. Very cute little addition to the scene. But anyway, so now we're in the studio.
Yes.
And Roz is really mad.
And Fraser is, like, the dumpiest he's ever looked.
Yes.
I don't even believe that he has these clothes.
Right. It's old baggy sweatshirt with, like, holes in it.
Yes.
Which, what has he even done
that
in that
sweater?
That
sweater has been around since 1967.
Basically. Like, where did he even... His lounging clothes do not look that bad.
No. Like, he would be wearing, like, khakis on a sweater. This is Fraser. Right.
Yeah.
He's wearing these jeans. It's just holes for days. Like, right. These have been hanging out with Moz.
Yes.
Which, you know, he doesn't have Moz in his apartment.
No.
Because he uses cedar chests.
He would absolutely.
And he has sachets.
Chests.
You
yes.
know.
Yes.
They're lavender. He bought them from Crabtree.
Evelyn. Crabtree and Evelyn.
Sorry. Yeah.
Which, again, we still don't know which is actually the correct pronunciation. We just know what Niles' pronunciation.
And then that's the correct one, obviously. He's my default correction man.
Yeah, but Fraser clearly, he hasn't showered or shaved or, like, his hair's disheveled. Like, he looks like he literally fell out of bed and, like...
Tumbled there.
Yeah, basically, in, like, whatever he happened to... He found those clothes on the street.
What he's feeling on the inside, he is showing on the outside.
Yeah.
When I feel crappy, I tend to dress up because I'm like, this makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Not Frasier.
Nope. And Roz doesn't want to hug him because he wants a hug. He wants to prove that they're still friends.
Oh, I need a hug just to prove that we're still friends.
Frasier, I am not hugging you.
Come on.
No, you're grungy.
Come to Papa. Hug.
Because she's upset because she's missing Christmas with her mom
her
to be
awesome
there.
Awesome mother.
Yes.
Flew in from Wisconsin.
Hug.
Yes, he wants a hug. She doesn't want to hug him because he's grungy. I get the impression a fair number of the men that she dates are grungy.
Yes.
Like, grungier than one day away from a shower, Frasier.
Yeah, but she's attracted to those men.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to, like, make out with her. He just wants a hug.
I know.
Just saying, like...
I don't know. We don't know. Don't judge. Don't judge.
So,
I see where you're going with it.
Yeah. So then we go to... We're in the show, and people are calling, and it's apparently... It is the saddest, most depressing episode of their show.
We get so many callers.
Lots of callers.
We get Don.
Don, yep.
Who left some sneakers on the roof of his car.
Yep. Some, like, beat-up old sneakers
that he was wearing at the gym.
Yep.
And they flew off, and, like, a hobo got them.
Yep.
And he didn't, like, go and snatch them out of his hand because he saw the, like, look of joy on this person's face.
Yeah.
Which, and this is supposed to be an example of being sort of selfless.
Right. Filled with Christmas spirit and, like, giving and everything.
And it's just
because
like,
he didn't steal some gross
That's like us putting out some recycling and somebody goes through looking for redeemables and we don't go out there and say, like, hey, that's our recycling.
And more that we're awesome for not getting mad at someone for...
Which is silly.
Yeah. So that's Dawn.
And then Barry.
Barry, who's just crying. We don't know why. But he's just crying for so long that Frasier just has to put him on hold.
And then Gladys. Yeah. Oh,
poor Gladys.
She's fallen so many times in the shower that they can't put any more pins in her head.
Right. And Frasier has to put her on hold to go check on Barry,
who's still crying. And then we get the saddest story.
Yeah.
About Tom.
Oh, Tom. Tom, who, I'm going to say a very long time ago, but this is still with him. We just hear the end of the story where he has to run into tell his mother that the puppy she got him won't wake up.
So sad. Christmas puppy. Like, I think it's a Santa puppy.
Yeah, Santa brought him a puppy, and he won't wake up.
Hello, like, there's a difference between Santa and your mother.
Right, yeah.
You have to respect Santa.
Yes.
Santa might be listening, and his feelings are hurt.
I do respect Santa.
Good, you better.
And, yeah, which just...
Oh, it's so sad.
Yeah.
And so we see, like, Frasier goes in there to check on... Roz, and she's just crying, and her mascara is, like, running down her face, mm-hmm. and he says, go home, you know, spend time with your mom.
Right.
You know, don't be sad. And they do a little hug.
Right.
Hug.
He says he can take care of it, take over.
Yep.
And,
By the way, when Tom's telling his story, I like that, because Frasier, everyone's so beaten down by all of these calls. I like what Frasier's doing at this time, because he's, like, leaned way back in his chair, and he's got the microphone literally sitting on his chest.
Mm-hmm. Like, and his headphones are kind of falling over, and yeah.
Yep. Once Roz is gone, we finally get a happy call.
Because he wants people to talk about, you know, even if you're feeling blue... What can you do? That's a little rhyme for everyone. Let's hear some happy stories.
And so, Jeff. We get a call from Jeff. Jeff has found a way to make it so no one could ever be depressed on Christmas by just following this little trick. All you gotta do is watch The Sound of Music. Who could possibly be depressed by The Sound of Music?
Aww.
Who could possibly be depressed... a movie about kids escaping murder by Nazis.
I have never seen The Sound of Music. I do not know the joy it brings other people.
No, but it doesn't. Obviously, it doesn't bring Frasier any joy.
No. Poor little Frederick.
Not poor little Frederick. Poor little Frasier. Frederick's just fine. Frederick's going to have a happy...
You would think Frederick would be a little sad by not being able to see his dad, though.
Probably, yes. But considering what he's getting, I think he's going to have a pretty good Christmas.
So, it's finally the end of the show. Mm-hmm. He says he's going to go out and try to find a hot meal with someplace with a liquor license.
Right. Which he doesn't succeed in.
He does not.
No.
And that brings us to Miracle on 3rd or 4th Street.
Yes. The titular section of this episode.
And we're at Lou's Diner.
Mm-hmm. Mainly just because everywhere else is closed or just completely booked. Which I feel like there's a certain point where I feel like Frasier would have just gone home before ending up at a place like Lou's Diner.
He's too depressed. He doesn't want to go home to an empty house.
I guess, yeah.
So, Lou suggests the Christmas platter.
Mm-hmm. It's a turkey log with mashed potatoes, followed by a Yule log.
A much more appetizing food always becomes when you add the word log.
I don't know what a Yule log is.
I don't actually either. I feel like it's some sort of chocolate dessert thing, but I'm not entirely sure. That, or it's a thing that you use as a fire starter.
Oh, Prodigy.
I'm a fire starter.
Yeah.
Cool. Prodigy was really big at the time. They just like go in there and just do fire starters. Very popular.
Yep. Anyway, so
he gets the Christmas platter. I really like this because like the waitress who is Lou, you know, just yells platter,
yeah.
And it's very startling.
Yep.
But he's sitting next to this. Frasier's sitting next to this man. He's still in his...
Tim.
Mm-hmm. Tim asks him, like, how is your Christmas going? And he's like, oh, I had this fight with my father. My son, I can't see my son.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, he asks, how is your Christmas going? We have a nice little story.
Yeah.
You should tell it. Tell Tim's story.
Tim's having a really good Christmas because just yesterday, a pair of sneakers fell off of the roof of a car and landed on his feet.
They're looking good. They look great on his feet.
They do. They do.
And he was very happy about this.
Yeah.
And a little callback.
Yeah.
But I really like that scene, actually. It's really funny to have this callback, but also it really did make him so happy.
Right.
It made his Christmas.
Yeah. And that's great. From his perspective, Don acting like it's some amazing thing for him to do is like...
Eh. Yeah, you're gross.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, I do think it's great that we do see it made someone very happy.
Yes, so Tim is very happy.
Yeah.
So, Frasier's plowing through his Christmas platter that came out in like 2 seconds.
Yep.
And then, you know... It's done, and then who walks in to talk to Tim?
I didn't get his name.
They say his name. I thought it was, like, Bill or something.
I was gonna say Joe.
Hey, Bill.
I don't know if either of those are correct.
Okay, so Billy Joe.
Billy Joe Armstrong walks in.
And talks to Tim. He's like, how you doing? And make some comment about the turkey platter. Yeah.
How's the platter this year? Good as last year's?
And Frasier's like, I don't know if it's, you know, it might be last year's.
What? I was just thinking, what is a turkey log, I wonder?
It's like rolled up and it's got the stuffing
on
the inside.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's actually true.
That sounds tasty.
I think so, too, but also, I might have just made that up.
Well, that sounds tasty.
So he gets up and lets Billy Joe Armstrong sit down, and he realizes, Frasier realizes, he does not have his wallet.
Right.
And he says, oh, I forgot my wallet at the office, and Lou's like, sure, mm-hmm,
right.
And Tim, out of the kindness of his heart, makes a collection to pay for his platter.
Yep.
And he goes on this thing about how, you know, Christmas is for the little guys. It's not for the people in their fancy cars.
Gesturing to Frasier's expensive car outside.
I'm pretty sure it's BMW.
It is. Well, because he specifically says, and they're expensive foreign cars, in case it isn't obvious that it was Fraser's car.
So, pays, you know, Fraser takes a wild leave. You know, he's very touched by what these people will do for him since he forgot his wallet.
Right.
Now, this is when the wheels start going in my head. I'm like, couldn't he just drive back to the studio and I'm guessing if he can get back in it and just go and pick up his wallet, drive back here and just pay this man. At least, I mean, I know he made a collection and he got some money from, but I would just go and give this money back to Tim and say, you know, thank you for your kindness. I really did forget my wallet, but I won't forget this. You know, thanks for the thing you did.
Yeah, this guy's clearly a regular, even if he isn't still there.
Yeah, Lou knows this man.
Lou knows this guy. Plus, like, he's been there for a while. He was asleep in the on the stool next to Fraser when Fraser showed up, and he hangs out for the entire length of Fraser's meal, and he clearly isn't planning on leaving anytime soon. Yeah, he could easily go get some money and come pay.
So we see Fraser sneak out and go to his car, which is unlocked. We know this is unlocked because he realizes he does not have his keys.
Right.
Because Lou goes, she's filling up Tim's cup, a cup of coffee, and she goes, did someone forget their keys? And then we see Fraser kind of slink back in, and Tim's like, we're not going to buy you dessert. And it's like, obviously, he's already had that Yule log.
Right.
So he doesn't need dessert, which we do not see him eat a Yule log.
No, we don't.
But he is too embarrassed to ask for his keys.
Right.
Because of the kindness of these people.
Right.
But then Tim says, but Fraser covers it up and says, I just forgot to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Tim says, well, since you're here, here's a quarter to go...
Call your old man.
Call your dad. And he's like, thank you, I will. And we see him walking off. I'm assuming he can easily walk back to his apartment because everything is just...
Seattle's very small.
It's just like a 1 mile between his apartment, the office, Cafe Nervosa. It's all right there.
It's gotta be.
Art gallery, Lou's Diner, what's up one place, Anya's.
Something like that, yeah.
I don't know. The timber mill, it's all right there. You would think the timber mill would be open.
You would think, well, it might be booked up. It might be everybody's getting some steaks right now.
Yeah, well,
Christmas Eve steaks.
And usually it might be only for a certain amount of time.
I mean, Christmas Day steaks.
It's Christmas Day. Yes.
So one thing that about this, so he just walks off because like he doesn't have his keys.
He doesn't ask for his keys.
But it's snowing and cold out, and he doesn't have a jacket on. He didn't need a jacket because he drove. But he walks off in just his.
He's looking. I'm guessing he's walking in the direction of a payphone. But think about, okay, I don't know how far away this cabin is. But I've stayed in a cabin, actually, in Seattle for Christmas.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. And, I mean, I think we had to take a ferry in to, like, get downtown. And so, I mean, that takes time.
Right.
You know, I'm imagining it's probably, they're at least an hour out. So, you know, what is he going to do? Just sit in his car outside Lou's? Like, he should just ask for his keys back. Just be honest. It's embarrassing, but these kinds of things happen. And I really think, you know, people, you know, hide things because they're embarrassed. And just honesty. I think, and it's funny because I think Fraser believes in honesty, too. And I really think that would have been the best case. He gets his keys, he goes back, he pays Tim back, he says, thank you for your kindness. And then it's done, and I don't feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Just, I hate this episode. Like, I cannot even watch it. I know I, like, watch it twice, and I just, like, I could barely contain my, like... I'm just, like, anti the behavior in this episode. It's all fine until we get to the diner.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think that's about all I have to say about that.
Please tell us the callers.
All right. So, our various callers. First, gotta do the drinks.
Drinks.
Roz has a gin and tonic at the party. Fraser and Niles have a sherry. We see, Tim has a coffee. And also we saw Niles and Eddie drinking some eggnog.
Yep.
So quite a few drinks. And also whatever Niles was drinking that I don't think was the sherry, but I'm not sure. But they don't say. Anyway, and then...
I think it was eggnog. I think he was still drinking the eggnog.
No, it's definitely a completely different glass. It's like red.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a totally different thing.
Just boozing it up over there.
Really boozing it up. Okay, so our callers. So Don, who was full of the Christmas spirit, was played by Eric Stoltz.
Oh.
Barry. So this is the one that I found kind of funny. Barry, who can't stop crying. Ben Stiller.
Oh.
You remember, like, episode 4, I think, or episode 5, you thought Ben Stiller did the voice of Doug? He actually does the voice of Barry in this
Good, I'm glad you're crying, Barry.
Gladys was, who with all the pins in her hip, was Rosemary Clooney, well known for being in the movie White Christmas, which I feel like is probably why.
Oh, interesting.
And then the reason I said Tom's sad story probably happened a very long time ago is because this is voiced by Mel Brooks, who's a pretty old guy, so if this happened when he was a kid, it would have been quite a while ago. And finally, Jeff is Dominic Dunn. I don't actually know who that is. I think he appears to be like a journalist or something. I don't really know him, really. But that's it. Those are our various callers. So, any final thoughts?
Nope.
All right, great. Then this has been episode 112 of Toss Salads and Scrambled Eggs. This is TJ Evercade wishing you all good mental health. Toss Salads and Scrambled Eggs is a production of TGIF Arcade. For more info about the show, find us at Frasier Podcast on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook. You can also write to us at FraserPod@gmail.com. Diana is at SweetLime on Twitter, and I'm SlowMotionWalter just about everywhere on the internet. If you like the show and want to help us do more, you could consider making a small monthly donation at patreon.com/TGIFArcade. Thanks for listening!